Hello, everyone. Thank you for the many prayers and support to send me to Alaska.
谢谢大家的祷告还有支持。
I truly believe that the people you send out are the extension of those who send them.
Can you say that again?
I believe that the people that are sent out are the extension of those who send them.
Okay, 虽然我是一个人去，但是我的背后有许多支持我的人。
So I would like to share a glimpse of how your support led people to experience the love of Christ.
所以今天我想大家分享大家的支持怎么让这些人来感受到基督。
If there are two words to highlight everything on this trip, it's relationship and love.
有两个字很重要，就是第一就是关系，第二就是爱，在这个旅程中。
Is it this way? Next one, you got it. On the right, this is Rod. He is a local missionary in Alaska.
在右边是叫 Rob， 他是这个阿拉斯加一个本地的一个宣教者。
And for years, he's been building a relationship with the people, the natives of Alaska.
他在那里已经花了许多年和阿拉斯加当地人来建立关系。
The natives have a long history of pain. They have many stories of children taken from their homes, never allowed to see their families or speak their native tongue.
那阿拉斯加的原住民呢，他们经历过许多苦难。如果我们知道美国历史上的话，有一段时间是原住民，就是美国印第安人，他们的孩子是要被从家里拿出来，让美国人来收养，所以他们的孩子是被从他们的家里强迫给离开的啊。
Their families were torn apart by people who called themselves Christians, and the natives wanted nothing to do with missionaries or receiving help from the white man.
Yeah, 如果我们知道这段历史的话，其中有一个 ，forgive me, give me a little bit more time to introduce the background. 其中有一段背景就是说，他们把这些孩子从印第安人家里收养的原因呢，是因为他们想让这些孩子放到一个基督教的家庭里面、环境里面。这些孩子呢，以后可以成为基督徒，这是其中原因之一。但是呢，因为这个呢，许多印第安人的家庭呢，因此而被迫分散隔离，而且呢，他们知道呢，这个原因之一呢，是被这些号称为基督徒的人所做的。Go ahead. Yeah.
I learned that there is nothing that is nothing is too broken for God to restore.
但是呢，没有任何事情可以不被挽回的。Yeah, 如果有神同在的话。Yeah.
Okay. Great. Alaska is not the mission field I expected.
所以我们到那里并不是我所想象的。
There is electricity, there are churches, people speak English and are allowed to practice religion.
所以那里有电。然后那里也有教堂，我们也可以讲英文啊。那里我们也有这个宗教的自由。
What was greatly lacking were people who lived out the gospel. Let me explain more. They needed to see people live the love of Christ and be in relationship with one another.
但是虽然有这些呢，还是不够。他们希望可以就是有这样的需要，就是说看到有基督徒可以真正活出这个基督的样式，和他们来建立许多良好的关系。
I remembered that one of the greatest examples of love is when Jesus sacrificed himself for the people who loved him, the people who hated him, and for the people who didn't know him.
那对我来说，爱的最大的表现就是说，耶稣在十字架上死的时候，他不是只是为那些爱他的人死的。他也是为那些恨他的人死的，同时他也为那些还不知道他的人而死。
He washed the feet of his disciples. He sat at the table of sinners, laid his hand on the sick, and called people by their name and sought after the lost.
那么他和他的门徒坐在一起吃饭，那他也为他的门徒洗脚，但是他同时也和罪人坐在一起吃饭，他也医治那些他不认识的许多有伤病的人。
Out of everyone, only a handful of people knew how to fix a house, use a saw, or fillet a fish. However, God... Oh,
can
you want me?
Can you say that again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only a handful of people knew how to fix a house or use any tools or how to cut up a fish.
Among you guys or among the...
Among the native? Among the mission team.
Among the mission team, mm-hmm. Yes. 我们去的这个小组，这个宣教小组里面 知道怎么盖房子的不多，也知道怎么捉鱼的，就是说这个处理鱼的也不多。 Yeah.
God reminded me he did not call me because of my knowledge of how to use a hammer. He called me because I was willing and trusted him.
Yeah, 但是我去的理由并不是因为我知道这个怎么使用一个锤子，怎么来盖房子，我的理由是因为我相信 神的带领，我也把我的信心交在神的手里。
Over the week, we repaired and cleaned many homes. We gathered fish to help prepare the natives for winter, and we worked in a cemetery.
那么在这个星期当中呢，我们这个修理了很多房子。 So I assume you're an expert right now, right? Yeah, 我们也这个清理了很多房子，我们也收集了很多鱼，让他们冬天这个 可以过冬, yeah.
For the first time, the natives asked for our help.
所以第一次,这些这个当地的原住民, 来到我们这里要求帮助。
Each job was very important to the natives and meaningful because each job showed a love that they couldn't quite understand.
那么对我们来说，每一个这个任务都是非常重要，每个任务都是我们向他们来表示我们爱的一个机会，尽管当时他们那时还不是很清楚。In
the middle is Leona. She is a native, and we repaired her house that week.
那么在这个照片的中间呢，这个有一个女士叫Leona，她是这个原住的印第安人。那我们在她的房子里面帮助她修她的房子。
She told us, I live in the middle of nowhere, and these people left their homes, families, and jobs for me.
所以她告诉这个小组，就是说这个team，就是说我住在这边，什么都离什么都很远，是吧？但是这些人啊，离开他们的工作，离开他们的家庭，过来帮助我。
She felt very loved, because she couldn't understand why would someone travel thousands of miles to help her.
她只是觉得心里非常非常的感激，觉得自己被爱，但是她真的是不能明白为什么这些人就是说走了那么远，几千个英里来到这里来帮助她。
But that's what Christ does.
但是呢，这是因为基督的原因。 Yeah.
So Rod taught us, when you love people unconditionally, you leave room for the Holy Spirit to do the inner work.
那么这个Rob就告诉我们呢，就是说，如果当我们无条件的爱人的时候呢，我们就为这个圣灵准备了空间，让圣灵在这些人心里来做他的工作。Missionaries
may come and go, but the work you do in God continues forever.
所以来宣教旅程的人可能会来来往往，每年都有，但是我们做的工作会在这里留下来。The
missionaries did not change Leona or the other natives. Christ did.
如果他们被改变的话呢，也不是因为我们做了什么，而是因为基督改变了他们。Their
souls recognized the love that she was always meant to know.
那么他们的灵魂里面，他们也可以认识到这样的爱。All
we did, all the missionaries did, was be obedient to the love God has for his people and be in relationship with them.
那么我们可以做的呢，就是我们来顺服神的这个带领，我们把神的爱来彰显给别人。
Luke 10:25-37 is the story of the Good Samaritan.
在路加福音10章里面有一个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。A
story Jesus explained to love your neighbor as yourself.
这个故事呢，耶稣用来就是来告诉大家如何是爱你的邻舍，如同爱自己。
I'm sure the Samaritan is like any other person in this room.
那么其实这个好撒玛利亚人，我们在座的每一位都有可能是。
Maybe he has a job, a family, a meeting, or people to see.
也许你有工作，你也有家庭，而且你可能正在走往开会，或者是这个需要去干活的地方。
Maybe he has a class to go to, a paper to write, or something to keep him busy.
也许你现在很忙，你要去上一个课，你还有一个论文还没有写。总之，你会很忙。
Yet for a stranger, he stopped and took care of him and paid for him.
但是当他看见一个陌生人有需要、需要帮助的时候呢，他就停下来，然后他就去帮助他。
He asked nothing in return because he is acting from the love of a heavenly father who loved him first.
他并不需要任何的回报，因为他是通过这个天上爱他的天父这样的爱来出发。
His neighbors are his family, his church, his co-workers, and strangers.
那么谁是他的邻舍呢？是他的家庭，是他的教会，是他的这个同事，也是他路上遇见的任何的陌生人。
He surrendered his time, his pride, and his possessions for the stranger.
那么他为这个陌生人牺牲了他自己的时间，他的财产，还有他的爱。
That's the lesson I learned on this trip, to love one another as Christ loves, because this was his heart from the very beginning.
所以通过这个旅行，这个宣教的旅程呢，我就学到，就是啊，我们需要去爱别人，就像耶稣爱我们一样。
For us to love God and to love one another, the two greatest commandments.
那让我们也可以做到啊，就是认识我们爱神，但是爱神呢，也让我们可以啊，来到彼此相爱。
I learned the importance of living the heart of God. And the question I took is, does my life show God?
所以我学到了，就是说我们啊做基督徒很重要的事情。现在一个问题就是说，我们的生命里面有没有体现出来神的爱？
I wanted to share more stories of laughter and crying and the weather, and I know people want to hear about the cemetery. but if anyone has any questions or would like to hear more, say hi. I'm here all week. It's good to see everyone, and thank you for the opportunity to share.
Yeah, 我还有很多故事希望和大家分享，比如说那里的这个天气，我们有这个笑的时候，我们有哭的时候，是吧？但是也感谢大家有这个时间。如果你们还有问题的话，可以下来和我交流，好吧？